Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Breaking news this morning of arrests in Iran for the people who mistakenly fired a missile at a civilian plane, killing all aboard.
There were many injuries in a luxury high-rise fire this morning on the Upper East Side that began in a kitchen and spread when someone opened a door.
No mandatory needle for New Jersey.
Anti-vaxxers rejoice. No vote in New Jersey to end the religious exemption for vaccinations. I'm Sean Adams in New Jersey.
Explosions at cash machines in Florida.
Someone's blowing up bank ATMs around Tampa Bay.
Lots of questions about who might be next in the baseball cheating scandal.
This is Brad Heller. More discipline is coming from Major League Baseball in the sign-stealing scandal, and the Heisman Trophy winner puts on a show in college football's national championship game.
Which led to a night of wild celebration in the French Quarter.
Researchers have determined what is the saddest age. All that plus a look at the state's important milestones. Told in sound in 88 seconds. Morning, I'm Paul Murnane.
And I'm Wayne Cabot. Good morning on Tuesday, January 14th.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We begin with breaking news from Tehran. Here's CBS World News Minute, the update from Matt Piper.
Iran's judiciary has just said that arrests have been made over the shootdown of a Ukrainian plane that killed 176 people. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is calling for a special court to be set up to probe the downing. It took 3 days for the country to admit that it downed the plane by mistake. Correspondent Major Garrett says the Trump administration continues to defend its rationale for the killing of Iran's top general, which led to the retaliatory ballistic missile attack on two military bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq.
Since the strike 11 days ago, the administration claimed an attack on U.S. assets was imminent, but the president said it doesn't really matter. Attorney General William Barr added that the strike was legally justified.
I don't think there's a requirement, frankly, for, you know, knowing the exact time and place of the next attack.
Also this morning, word that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will gather her caucus at 9 a.m. to discuss sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate. That trial could begin later this week or maybe early next week.
And at 9 o'clock tonight, Democrats hold their last debate before the first votes are cast in Iowa next month. Just six candidates are gathering in Des Moines, the smallest number yet on a debate stage. State polling shows Iowa's top preference just too close to call at this point.
A feud between Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders will likely change the tone of the debate tonight, that's for sure. She says that he told her in a private meeting 2 years ago he didn't think a woman could win the White House. Sanders denies that.
There was an early morning fire on the 24th floor. This is a building, a luxury high-rise, East 72nd Street. It began in someone's kitchen. By the time it was put down, 16 people were hurt, including neighbors and firefighters. FDNY Deputy Assistant Chief Joseph Ferranti says the fire didn't have to be this bad.
Door openings would change this fire completely. It turned a kitchen fire, a one-room kitchen fire, into a fire that spread throughout the upper floors of the building. We had numerous phone calls from apartments above all the way to the roof, complaining of smoke, people trapped, all due to the fact that door was left open. Had the door been closed, this would have been one apartment, one-room fire.
Three firefighters are among the 16 injured. At least two of the victims, we're told, are in very bad shape.
And now live to New Jersey, where parents who don't want to vaccinate their kids won't have to. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has that story. Sean, this was supposed to be a done deal. What happened?
Well, it appears New Jersey's Senate fell short of enough votes to pass this bill ending the religious exemption for vaccinations. The legislative session ended without a vote. It was going to be close. We knew that. Last week, a compromise was struck. Amendments approved. That won over. It looked like it would have been a swing vote. Republican Senator Declan O'Scanlan. The compromise would have allowed non-vaccinated children to attend private schools. Well, opponents of that bill said that wasn't fair. Not everyone can afford tuition. They, as parents, should have the right to choose if their children are vaccinated. Public health officials counter that this really has nothing to do with religion. That's a bogus claim. Vaccines, science tells us, vaccines save lives. Children have to be vaccinated to prevent the resurgence of certain infectious diseases like what we saw last year with the reemergence of measles, the outbreak last year.
And Sean, what happens next?
Well, what happens next? Senate President Stephen Sweeney vows this bill will pass. The religious exemption will end. He says the bill is backed by science. They're going to meet the fraudulent claims head-on with facts. He's going to reintroduce the bill today at the start of the new legislative session. So what does that mean? It means they're going to have to start from scratch, basically. It's going to have to go through committee. There'll have to be a public hearing. And they'll have to work through the channels of government before it can come up for a vote again.
All right, here we go again. Thank you, Sean Adams in New Jersey. Now you need to know weather. A chilly walk this morning, maybe a wet one this afternoon. Bring an umbrella for a drizzle. High today, 48.
Stock futures are indicating a lower opening this morning. Joe Connolly is here with this morning's big money story, Joe.
All right, guys. Bloomberg says the end of the bonus culture is coming to Wall Street. Because automation will mean that the wolves of Wall Street will work on teams now instead of hunting for stocks on their own. So many Wall Street employees will have to reinvent their careers, like a lot of other people. One way is to become the managers of new employees who have the new skills. But one brokerage firm trying to hire traders with new tech skills says we haven't been able to find anybody yet with the right people skills as well.
That's Joe Connolly. More to come. Plane leaves for Puerto Rico this morning with Governor Cuomo on board. He will visit today and tomorrow in Puerto Rico to find ways that New York can help out after a series of earthquakes cut off power and left people sleeping in the streets. Matter of fact, Puerto Rico still was having tremors as of last night.
What researchers say is the most unhappy age. That's coming up right after the weather update.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. More of the news you need to know to start your day and keep you ahead of the curve.
Now in the WCBS Morning News Roundup, here's the WCBS Xers in Forecast and Bill Dager this morning in for Craig Allen.
Well, Paul, we're starting out the day with some patches of fog that will be locally dense, so allow a little bit of extra time to make it in this morning. Later today, the fog lifts, but the clouds stay with us. Mostly cloudy, spotty drizzle, high 48, even a shower or two later this afternoon and evening. Overnight tonight, partial clearing, low 42. That'll give way to a nice day tomorrow, partly sunny, warming to 54. Cold front late tomorrow night into Thursday morning with a shower. Later Thursday, windy, sunny or colder, high 47, and temperatures will fall into the 30s. Right now, temperatures range from 35 at White Plains to 40 in Plainview, cloudy and 40 in Midtown, and Paul and Wayne were headed up to 48.
It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
News from around the area, so much for banning bags in New Jersey. There will not be time to pass a ban on plastic and paper single-use bags before the legislative session ends at noontime today. Lawmakers do plan to reintroduce the bill, which would also ban styrofoam cups and containers, and restaurants would be able to give out plastic straws only if the customer asks.
A bill to stop development along Liberty State Park also died. Environmentalists want to stop a private golf course from swallowing up 22 acres on the water in Jersey City that is now a preserved natural space.
In New York City, Tiffany has temporarily closed its Fifth Avenue store. The one made famous by Audrey Hepburn in the 1961 film Breakfast at Tiffany's. Renovations are underway for the next 2 years, during which Tiffany will reportedly modernize its old-school stuffy image.
Not to bring you down, but scientists have determined what they say tends to be the most unhappy age for most people. Dartmouth College says the happiness curve bottoms out at the age of 47.2. In other words, the midlife crisis is real. Researchers say the mid-40s is when people's aspirations tend to fade. That's when they learn to accept and adapt their strengths and weaknesses and just kind of go along with things, which is why they say life gets better after 50. We survived our 40s.
Yeah, so far we're surviving our 50s. And Brad Heller, you got something to look forward to. It gets better later, young man. It will get better, but maybe not for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Wayne, the Astros aren't going to be the only team that feels the aftershocks from this sign-stealing scandal. Red Sox manager Alex Cora is expected to be disciplined since he was the bench coach on that 2017 team that won the World Series. The Major League Baseball is still investigating Boston and Cora for a similar scheme in 2018. Astros manager A.J. Hinch and GM Jeff Luhnow were both fired yesterday after they were suspended for the entire 2020 season. The Astros were also hit with a $5 million fine, and they're losing draft picks the next 2 years. Here was the reaction from owner Jim Crane.
Listen, when I found out, I was very upset. You know, we want to be known as playing by the rules. We broke the rules. We accept the punishment. And we're going to move forward. It's very unfortunate.
And no players are going to be punished, which means Carlos Beltran is off the hook, at least in terms of discipline from Major League Baseball. Beltran was the only player mentioned in this 9-page report from Commissioner Rob Manfred. Beltran did not have a comment yesterday, neither did the Mets. Well, college football's national championship game in New Orleans, the Heisman Trophy winner capping a dream season for LSU.
Snap back. Joe has it. Looks, launches towards the end zone, adjusting. Terrace Marshall goes up, pulls it down. Touchdown, LSU. 24-yard touchdown pass. Add another to Joe Burrow.
Chris Blair with the call, LSU Sports Network. Fifth touchdown pass for Burrow, giving him 60 for the season. He also ran for a score. LSU beat Clemson 42-25 for their fourth national championship and the first since 2007. The Tigers finished 15-0, while Clemson, the other Tigers, finished 14-1. They had won 29 games in a row. In hockey, it was all Rangers at the Garden. The first meeting with the Islanders, they scored 6 unanswered goals and won 6-2. Brad Heller, WCBS. 880 Sports.
More news, fewer commercials. You're listening to the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Bernane with your three things to know on a Tuesday morning.
Bridgegate becomes a federal case today when the U.S. Supreme Court considers the prison sentences for two aides to former Governor Chris Christie. Bridget Kelly and Bill Baroni took the hit for closing a local lane at the George Washington Bridge to punish the mayor of Fort Lee, but the high court recently has ruled against political prosecutions.
Number two, a Queens landlord trying to collect the rent was pushed down a flight of 8 brick stairs, hit his head on the sidewalk so hard he died. The horrifying death of landlord Edgar Moncayo was captured on a doorbell camera. Neighbors in Corona describe him as a 71-year-old gentleman, kind to everyone, 23-year-old tenant, late with the rent. Has been charged now with manslaughter.
The third thing, 3 ATM bombings in Florida have authorities very worried. WTSP reporter Eric Glasser says investigators are worried someone eventually will get hurt or killed.
Early Sunday morning, investigators say Valrico Regions Bank ATM became the third cash machine blown up in the last 3 months. All have taken place around 3 to 4 a.m., all using similar explosives.
Investigators say the first two attempts to get cash out of the ATMs were unsuccessful. This time, the bomber was able to make away with some cash, which unfortunately, they say, could encourage them to keep going.
Well, Tampa Bay police are looking for the same person. The FBI and the ATF are helping.
Clouds, it's damp. High of 48 on this Tuesday, January 14th.
Now, today's milestones in 88 seconds. In 2017, going to see caged elephants lost its luster. And so on this date, the Ringling Brothers said their tent would fold for good.
There's no end to this rider this year because Armstrong just can do absolutely nothing wrong.
2013, Sacre Bleu. Could it be true about Lance Armstrong? Report surfaced he would tell Oprah he used PEDs to pedal.
A genius, no doubt about it.
Another American hero, Delaware's Johnny Weir, in 2006 won his third straight title at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships.
The Americans, absolutely thrilled.
On this date in 2001, the Giants made it to Super Bowl 35 by embarrassing the Vikings 41-0.
The towels are waving, the fans are fired up.
On TV, the Bionic Woman was spun off from the $6 Million Man in 1976. Well, on this date in 72,
you big dummy,
Sanford and Son premiered.
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth?
Born on this date in 68 in Bayshore, Queens, James Todd Smith, a.k.a. LL Cool J. New York Yankee Joe DiMaggio married Marilyn Monroe on January 14th of 54, but it was a swing and a miss, as Marilyn would later recall.
Our marriage wasn't a happy one. It ended in 9 months, unfortunately.
And way back in 1699, Massachusetts held a day of fasting for persecuting witches.
You're talking about the witch hunt? Is that what you mean? Is that what you're talking about?
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Weekday mornings at 6 a.m., live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.